Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. Mothers in the world of fairy tales are often considered to be an endangered species. They have a worrying tendency to either die young, leaving the way clear for the almost inevitably evil replacement, or sink into despairing poverty from which only a magical intervention from their son, daughter, beloved pet can rescue them. What's sad is that this wasn't an unlikely set of options for a woman of the times when these stories were first told. To assume that's all there is, though, is a very common and frustrating mistake. There are strong mothers everywhere if you just look. This Mother's Day special is a Scottish story of a mother's determination, her courage, and endurance. On that note, it's story time. The Stolen Burn and the Sith. The story introduces us to the fairy gentry that are known as the Sith. Two Sith women are walking one evening close to dusk along a wild stretch of coastline when they come across a bundle left in the middle of the cliff road. When they pull aside its wrapping, they discover that it's a baby. There is no one in sight to claim it, so the Sith invoke the ancient law of finders keepers and take it home. At around the same time, a pair of fishermen out on the water nearby find a girl stranded on the rocks underneath the cliff. They help her into their boat and take her home to be tended. But she's not so much hurt as in shock. As soon as she regains her senses, she has only one priority. Where is her baby? The fisherman's wife don't know quite what to say. They're pretty sure the baby must be dead, fallen into the sea with her. But she is sure that she put him safely on the ground before she fell. He's still out there somewhere and she's frantic to get to him. Her having just survived falling off a cliff and all, the women looking after her are more spectacle. They compromise by sending the men back to look for the baby where the girl says she left him. This they do very thoroughly. But of course, the baby isn't there. Not ready to give up yet, the fishermen, who are definitely the sort of people you want to be rescued by if you fall into the sea in an inhospitable part of Scotland, ask around to see if any local have found the child and took it home. No one can tell them anything. The baby has simply disappeared. When the young mother is strong enough to leave, she thanks them for their kindness, firmly refuses their offer that she stay, and sets off to look for her baby herself. She's sure he is alive somewhere and walks from village to village in the hope of hearing word. Eventually, she comes upon a gypsy camp where she asks her usual question. They have no more to tell her than anyone else, but she is looking kind of a mess by now and they take her in. When she tells them her story, they insist she comes with them on their journey north. They have a wise grandmother there whose advice is worth having. This part of Scotland is full of the nicest people. The grandmother's method of search and rescue involves throwing herbs on the fire, watching the smoke, and listening to the flames. At last, she takes the girl's hand, trying to comfort her in advance. On the positive side, it's true that the baby is alive, but she hasn't any chance of getting it back again. "Give up thy search, poor lass," the grandmother tells her, "for thy burn has been stolen by the Sith. They have taken him into the Sithian, and what they take there seldom comes out again." The girl knows enough about the Sith to accept that the odds aren't good. She begs for a spell that will help her. When the gypsy grandmother sadly admits that none of her magic is strong enough, the young mother is distraught to the point of being suicidal, and the grandmother hastily amends her story. There's always hope. Don't lie down and die yet. Let's just wait and see, all right? And it's good that she listens, because eventually the grandmother does come up with an idea. The time has come for the people of the Sith to gather together at the Sithian, she explains. Soon they will be coming from all the corners of the land to meet together. There they will choose one among them to rule over them for the next 100 years. If you can get into the Sithian with them, there is a way that you may win back your burn for yourself. For all their wisdom, the Sith have no art to make anything for themselves. All that they can get, they must either beg or steal. They have great vanity and desire to always possess a thing which has no equal. If you can find something that has not its like in all the world, you may be able to buy your burn back with it. So, hope. But not very strong hope. Where is a girl who has barely anything to call her own supposed to find something so remarkable that she could bribe the fairies? And how would she get into the Sithian in the first place? The gypsy grandmother can give her a little help with this plan. She lays a spell on the girl to protect her from the four elements. Having done all she can, she then sends her on her way. The girl thinks the puzzle over carefully. What are the things she has heard of with the most wonder? A cloak and harp of legend are what springs first to mind, and that's when she comes up with her idea. First, she goes down to the sea, clambering over the rocks, protected by the gypsy's spell. She collects the white down of the ducks that nest there and weaves it into a thick, cloudy cloak. Then she cuts off all her long, lovely hair and weaves the greater part of it into the cloak as a border. When that is done and the cloak is tucked safely away, she starts work on her harp. She finds bones of a sea creature washed up on the shore and binds them into a frame, which she strings with what is left of her hair. With her two beautiful creations, she sets off for the Sithian. It is a long journey, but the hardest part is when she arrives. Hidden in a thicket, she watches the fairy people arriving. One comes rather later than the others, and the girl catches her alone, ignoring the Sith women's indignation at the presumption of a mortal and holding out the beautiful cloak. The moment the Sith sees it, she has to have it. If the price is taking the presumptuous mortal into the most secret place of her people, well, okay. The girl keeps hold of the cloak until she is inside. As soon as she is seen, a crowd rushes forward to be rid of her. But then they see the cloak too, and it's a collective love at first sight. Everyone wants to touch it, try it on, maybe steal it. One of the few who remain unmoved is the new king of Sith, possibly because he can't see it properly from his throne at the end of the Great Hall. The girl makes her way through the distracted crowd until she is standing before him and holds out the harp. He's not really interested until she starts to play. The music it gives is a song of frantic love and desperate longing, a mother's fierce determination to get back her stolen child. Then the king wants it. He offers her gold and jewels until she stands waist deep in them. But she stands fast. She wants her baby, and she won't give up the harp until she has him. Even when the king caves and has the child brought in, he tries to get her to give over the harp first so he can keep both. The young mother won't be fooled. Only when her baby is safe in her arms does she give up the harp. The king begins to play. So spellbound are the Sith by the music that they barely notice when the girl walks out of the Sithian with her baby. She returns to the fishing village where everyone is kind and lives there happily with her child for the rest of their lives. The end. For mothers, it isn't easy to have adventures of their own when there's children to look after. But what makes the mother in our story magnificent is how she rises to the occasion anyway. The young mother won her baby back from a whole court of fairies, had the odds stacked against her in so many different ways. It's worth looking for incredible mothers in stories, because in searching, we find treasures. Happy Mother's Day to magnificent mothers everywhere. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.